It is the, oh my god, it is the 8th day of 2022, and I know I am super late, but happy new year, my love. Happy new year, my baby. Happy new year, love. Hi, I am so happy to see you in this new year, and wow, I know it's been like, yeah, it's officially been like a month since I posted, because I think my last update here was on the 5th of December, and I'm so sorry guys, but if I tell you what December was like for me, you would understand why I just like, when things are too much for me, I take a break, and I don't care how long the break takes until I get back to where I am supposed to be to do what I'm supposed to do. Anyways, right now, my uterus has been a bitch, and I want to take a painkiller. So, wara, drink lots of water this year. This is like my second attempt at a first episode for this year. But like, what I recorded 2 days ago was very, very sad. Like, I was really crying. I don't know if I would post it later, but I probably will, because I intend to be doing a lot more of emotional episodes here, and I'm saying this off the top of my head because I feel like this year, I don't know, I just feel like the year is pregnant, and I can't wait for all of the things that it has in store for me. And it's my Jordan year, so I am looking forward to all the transformative things that are gonna happen to me this year. So yeah, cheers to that. Anyways, I wish you guys a very, very happy new year. I pray that everything that you want, things fall into places, you gain much more understanding of yourself, and you know, things fall into perspective for you, and you know, generally you're happier, you're healthier, and life doesn't suck as much. Jesus, ew, I never tasted this painkiller before, it's so fucking bitter. But like, cramps are a bitch. No, that's on there. Cramps is a bitch, sounds wrong. Cramps are a bitch. What? Bitches are cramps. Cramps are bitches. Okay, so yeah, this very first episode, I just want to like give a little bit of an update as to where I was in December and what I am doing now. So the last episode here was just like a random ramble, and after that I had interviews, I had meetings. I literally had like a really crazy December, but like my Christmas and my New Year was actually crazier. So I don't know if you guys remember, but I recall mentioning that I had a crush on somebody, and I mean, it's been more than a month, so it has grown past that. And I don't know, it's like one of the best things that is happening to me right now, and I'm just here enjoying the experience. It lasts, it doesn't last, I'm just here enjoying how the person makes me feel, and all the good feels and all the good vibes. I mean, I don't talk about it, like not everybody knows about it. Like, I think it's just between the two of us actually, because I don't want to jinx it. I like the way I feel, I like the way they make me feel, and yeah, that's P for period. Are we dating? No, we're not, but we're good. So yeah, like Christmas time was like the turning point for that. And I like where I am. I like how they make me feel. And that's just it. I'm just enjoying the feel. I'm enjoying the vibe. And yeah. Okay, so moving on from that. I recorded something like this 2 days ago, but it was really sad. Like, I was really crying. I would talk and then I would cry. Then my eyes would dry, then I'll cry. Then my eyes would dry and I'll cry. Like that. I'll probably still post it, but then it would probably be like an introduction to a coming out episode. And when I mean coming out, I'm like, I don't know. I mean, probably like outing a demon in my life, something like that. But we're here, and not a lot has actually changed. But I mean, I'm doing a lot, and I am proud of myself right now. So, to be very honest, yeah, I've been overwhelmed by the fact that it's a new year and all of that. So I've not still had time to pen down my plans for the year and all of that. But I like where I am right now. There's no pressure. It's just vibes and beautiful vibes. And I mean, it's not all rosy. It's not all rosy, which is why I was crying like 2 days ago. But we try. And yeah, like, remove just like two or three bad things in my life. I'm not doing bad, and I'm just grateful to God that it's not so bad. I mean, when you remove the noise in your life, it just, everything just begins to make sense all of a sudden. So that's where I am right now, and I really hope that everybody's having like a clearer perspective on life. I'm just here like, I can't stress this year. I don't want to stress. I'm not stressing about friends. I'm not stressing about family members. I'm not stressing about, I mean, I was literally calling one of my brothers, and I've been calling him since yesterday. He hasn't been answering. My man, I'm like, I don't know why you're not answering. I don't know why you're not returning my calls. I don't know why you're not messaging, sending me messages to explain why you're not answering. But I hope you are doing good. And then same for friends too. I don't know if I am the one who's distant, or I've outgrown some friends. So, but we're cool, we're good. I think I'm just in a different space right now. And one of my favorite girls, she's getting inducted, and I'm so proud of her. Like, I literally knew this person. I've known this person since we were like 11, and now you're telling me that she's about to become a member of the medical provision. Wow, my friend, my friend. Are you serious? My friend? You mean my friend? Like, my own friend? Anyways, I'll probably share pictures from that. I just hope that nothing comes up to not make me attend the ceremony. But yeah. Anyways, this is not going to be long, being that it's an introductory post. And yeah, you guys, I went to the pharmacy with my brother. And then my brother said, oh, he has a social condition. Only for one man beside my brother to say, hey, God forbid, don't claim it. You fight it with faith, not with drugs. You're too young to be having that condition. And I'm like, bruh. As if that was not enough, when we went into the car, this man literally came to meet my brother. He was like, you are too young to be claiming that condition you are claiming. My brother said, well, it's medically tested and proven. He said, yeah, but you cancel it with faith. You cancel it with prayer. Please, some of you need to be, you need to be thinking. You need to be thinking. You have medical condition that needs to be managed with drugs. You want to cancel it with faith. It's 2022. In my final, not talk too much this year. I don't even want to be. It's just like telling someone that has asthma, cancel this with faith. What? Don't use your inhaler, cancel it with faith. What? Are you dumb? Are you stupid? Are you foolish? I don't call you me much. I'm not understanding. Like, what the fuck do you mean by canceling with faith? Ugh. Cannot believe that was like one of my first outside experiences of this year. Also dates with fate. Yeah. Anyways, I don't even know what I'm going to title this. Probably welcome to 2022. But yeah, guys, it was nice doing this. I can't even do a lot of a joy away because, like I said, I'm cramping really badly, and I am weak and I am really tired. Like, oh, why? Why? Ah, my stomach. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I will catch you in my next episode. And yeah, that one will have a topic. We'll have a whole discussion. Hopefully, I get to look into how to feature people. This year is my year in Jesus' name. I must learn how to feature people this year. Damn. Anyways, I love you. Bye.